Intimacy with God is possible. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. You believe that? What a difference it makes when you believe that God cares for you. That you're not facing all your problems alone. That you're not living in spaceship Earth with all the windows closed to heaven because there's no God and there's no afterlife and you just have to deal with it. Some people are more lucky than others. You're on your own, pal. No, none of that. None of that if you believe God cares for you. You can take that burden, hand it over. God will work with you. I'm not talking magic here. I'm talking intimacy. I'm talking about God caring for you. Having your welfare at heart. You believe that. You get that peace the world cannot give and a joy the world no one can take away. Today's scripture that I want to share with you comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 26 through 29. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." I began today's program by saying, and I believe this with all my heart, that intimacy with God is possible. You pronounce the word intimacy slowly, it sounds like into me see. Jesus sought intimacy. He sought it with his Father, but he also sought it with us. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you," Jesus would say. "The Father and I will come and make our home with you," he told us. Into me see. In chapter 2 of John's Gospel, we hear that no one had to tell Jesus about people. He knew people. Jesus knows us in and out. Jesus is alive. He reigns with the Father and the Spirit in heaven. One God. Who's not some far distant deity uninterested in the world. He's intimately involved in our lives. He cares for us. He promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. How does Jesus share intimacy with us now? Well, certainly through prayer. Certainly through reading the scripture. Performing acts of justice, random acts of kindness, what we do to the least of our brothers and sisters. But we who are Catholics, we believe that the ultimate expression of intimacy with Jesus is through the Eucharist. And that's why I shared with you this scripture passage from Matthew's Gospel. You know, it's the night before he dies. He's sharing a meal. Meal is always a sign of intimacy, friendship. And during this meal, he says these incredible words. "Take and eat. This is my body. This is my blood, which is poured out." "Do this in remembrance of me." We who are Catholics believe that the ultimate moment of intimacy is in the Eucharist, Holy Communion. Can I explain intimacy to everybody's total satisfaction? You can't, especially not with God. I believe that. Do I live my life that way? Live my life in such a way that it demonstrates I've been a priest many, 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 many years. If I didn't believe that the bread and wine is turned into the body and blood of Jesus Christ during the holy sacrifice and mass, during the words of institution, modeled after these words from Matthew's gospel, why would I stay a priest? Why would I want to be a priest? How is this possible, you might say, by a burst of love on the part of Jesus? Do you believe that Jesus worked miracles when he walked on the earth? Do you believe he changed water into wine? Do you believe he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Do you believe he raised Lazarus from the dead? Do you believe that he himself rose from the dead? Do you believe he walked on water? Do you believe he cured the blind and the deaf and the crippled? Do you believe that Jesus worked miracles? The miracles that I just talked about. Then why can't you believe in this miracle? Why do people say that this miracle can't? No, this cannot. Jesus is not talking literally here. He's talking figuratively, like I am the light of the world. Why not this miracle? Why draw the line here? Why say you can't, this one can't happen? If he can walk on water, if he can change 5 loaves into 2 fishes, why can't he make himself the Eucharist? Why would he use such inflammatory language? Yes, it was inflammatory. These words just caused him to lose many disciples. It says it so clearly in John's Gospel. They walked away. They said, this is too hard for us, these words. Why didn't he rush after them and say, no, come back. I was just waxing eloquently. I got a little carried away. I was being too poetic. No, he turns to his disciples and says, will you also leave me? The Eucharist is the foundation of our faith. We Catholics believe that. We believe that intimacy with Jesus is possible because Jesus wants it. He allows it to happen. He pines for it. It's a great miracle. It's a great act of love. What happens on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday not only proves the divinity of Christ, but it proves that intimacy with God is possible here and hereafter. If there's anybody listening to the program right now who is struggling to believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, make the leap of faith. Let Jesus draw you closer to him. He used that image, remember, when he was weeping over Jerusalem. He said, how I'd like to draw you to myself like a mother hen wants to draw her little chicks. But you won't let me. Will you let Jesus right now draw you into deeper and deeper intimacy? Will you allow this amazing gift of the Eucharist fill up the inner recesses of your heart, those little dark corners that have been in darkness, and now Jesus will bring it into the light? Will you let Jesus be your food, the food that will satisfy the hungers of your heart? In John's Gospel, Jesus says, your fathers ate manna in the desert, and they were hungry again. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will not be hungry again. Satisfied. St. Augustine says, we were made for God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in God. Why would God create us with such restlessness that he would not also give us a way to satisfy, to quiet the restlessness? To let us be, what Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. Now, when Scripture uses the word know, it's totally different than the way we use the word know. It's not just cerebral, it's heart, knowing with the heart. Isn't that what intimacy is? Some people just have what I call neck-up religion. They haven't made the head and heart connection. Eucharist helps you do that. The Eucharist brings you to a much deeper understanding of what intimacy is. And then it radiates in all your relationships. Right? The more we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we are absorbed. The more we absorb those characteristics, those virtues that represent what Jesus is all about, the more we become Jesus with skin on for our families and friends, for our relatives and our neighbors, for our co-workers. The more we become a blessing. The more we can speak authentically about what intimacy means. Our world has so little understanding what the real meaning of intimacy is. A lot of people fear intimacy. Into me see is the invitation that Jesus extends. I thank God that I was able to say yes to that intimacy, and I hope you'll say yes too, through the Eucharist. Our prayer partners today are people with cancer of the throat. Oh, how difficult that is, to lose your ability to speak, sometimes to swallow. Pray for those people, huh? They have a heavy cross. Pray for them. Today's food for thought comes from a man named Robert Benigni. He writes, "It is a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation." Isn't that significant? Profound. "It is a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation." You know, be a wholehearted thank you. Here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A true story submitted by a woman to Reader's Digest. A very pregnant woman made her way to our nurse's station in the labor and delivery ward. Her mind understandably elsewhere, she explained, "I'm here to be seduced." My co-worker smiled and said, "I think you already have been." Obviously, she wanted to say, "I'm here to be induced. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? Drop me a note or an email. Let me know that you listen to the program. Let me know if it's a help or a blessing in your life. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. I think you'll enjoy getting my newsletter. There's a lot of inspiration and humor, but a lot of explanation in my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. And it's the only place I put my preaching schedule, in case you would like to see or hear me in person. Certainly, I would appreciate any gift, any financial support you can give me from my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. You make the check out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.